I think creation is the opposite of destruction.
My choreography deals a lot with mixed media, and one of the things I deal with is symbolism.
I'm an old-fashioned painter. I do still life street scenes. I am most famous for being a psychological painter of
people. Our work has evolved into being a combination of dance and theater, so we often use words. Either we speak on stage or there's a written script, and that's usually a very important part of the work so that it's balanced with movement and concepts that come out through the
words. For example, I would use smoke. Another element that I use a lot is mirrors, which is a reflection of reality or the subconscious mind or spiritual ideals.
I get a lot of my ideas and images from the media because I watch a lot of television and look at a lot of magazines, and I take a lot of the images that I use from magazines. A lot of those images are kind of glorified images of man, successful, peaceful, aggressive. And then I put him through this process of annihilation.
A lot of our work always comes from personal experiences.
Myrna Packer, choreographer and dancer.
That we either have with each other or come from a deep place in ourselves. And we work on making those personal experiences universal. So it's not just dance therapy or getting out our feelings on stage. It's starting with that as a seed, and because it comes from something personal, it comes from a very deep place, so it has the possibility of being very powerful. And then to form it and craft it so that it's something other than just ourselves.
Poem towards a final solution.
June Jordan, poet and novelist.
In a press conference this afternoon, the Secretary of Space Development confirmed earlier reports of a comprehensive plan nearing completion in his office. Scheduled to meet with the President later this week, Mr. Samuel B. Fierce III jokingly termed the forthcoming package of proposals a doozy. The following represents a news team summary of his remarks. His office will issue findings of a joint survey of all national parks conducted in cooperation with the Department of the Interior in an effort to delimit unnecessary vegetation.
As a poet, it seems to me a very necessary task that I undertake to try and sensitize people to just what's happening.
In my work, there's a lot of ambiguity and slippage.
Joseph Nekpatol, painter and designer.
And I think people get the general idea of death and like how fragile life is.
I never let the fashion of the day change my painting of the figure.
Alice Neal, painter, 82.
Because I couldn't believe that a human being is of no importance.
There's certain values of restraint in my work. Still, it's very deep and reflective. I think there's a real lack of that in our society, a thoughtfulness. So hopefully I'm trying to encourage those values, and I think that's the positive statement that I'm making.
I never thought of myself as a political artist until someone called me on the phone and says, I heard you have some political pieces. Would you want to show these pieces for the disarmament? And I thought
Mel
about
Wong,
it.
Mel Wong, choreographer and visual artist.
And then as I think back, I think I am a political artist, but I don't think of myself overtly as a political artist. It just sort of happens that when something affects me, I just express that.
I wouldn't want to be identified as a political artist because I see that now being used as a category to put people in, but rather just as an artist that's reflecting the reality of the times. Although I use politics in my work, it's mainly as a comment. If they categorize you as a political artist, it can be used as a tool against you to discredit you.
This past summer was the first time we decided that we really wanted to make a piece that had political content. And it had been something we'd been dealing with for a while, of how we would ever do that when we approached it, because the problem we saw with that was that it would become too blatant, the message, and a lot of what we work with is much more subtle. So that was the challenge we gave ourselves, to not hit the audience over the head with a message.
When I first started making them, I felt a certain amount of mission behind it, that I didn't know anybody that was thinking or talking about it. Now, gladly, it's a huge public issue, and I'm just maybe one of many. But at the time, I felt completely alone. And I think people did look at it and think about it, and hopefully it did have some influence on the general upsurging of interest in this issue, which is the central issue of our time.
In my most recent New York performance, I did a real political piece where I was overtly obvious. And I somehow, in my mind, I felt like people really have to, you really have to hit them. Especially certain, I think, certain audience, you could tell them something, and it just goes in one ear and out. So if you really, overtly tell them, and it makes it so obvious that they go away mad, then maybe, they'll think about it. And so there was three dances in there with prologues. And the prologues is sort of an introduction to the dances. And the prologues were very sterile, with people wearing lab coats. And so when they see the prologues, and then they see sort of a humanistic dance, there's a certain kind of relation and juxtaposition, and it makes them think, now why is this happening? And so I think most of my dances are like that. It says something, and it sort of changes people's way of thinking.
For many years now, I mean, that has certainly been a very conscious effort on my part to use what we do have in common. When I say we, I mean all the people in this country, and what we know in common, and then to do something with that so that perhaps I can ask a question or I can make a statement about what we know in common that will help people to become more independently aware of what it is we have here, what it is we're sharing, whether it's good or bad, and help people in that way, through that independence gained, to decide what they want to do about it.
Necessary vegetation. His office will recommend installation of nuclear reactors inside low-growth residential areas of American cities in order to encourage voluntary citizen relocation at estimated savings to the federal government.
We have much more access to many more people than most people ever do in their whole lives, or even in their imaginings. I mean, for instance, I go all across this country several times a year, back and forth to schools, universities, and give keynote addresses to all kinds of conferences. So I get an opportunity to see America, as most people do not, and also to hear what other people have on their minds. So this seems to me a clear obligation, then, on me to try and report accurately what I find out, And in that sense, I do think of myself as, let me say, a developing messenger.
Described by the secretary at one particularly light-hearted moment during the press conference as Neanderthal nostalgia for the little flowers that grow.
When the newspapers started coming out about the neutron bomb, that to me was a symbol of something that we could use as a symbol of a certain manipulation that I felt the government was doing in the language that they described it, to appease people that this bomb was okay, this was the clean bomb, the humane bomb, that it would only destroy people and not hurt buildings. And the irony of that whole sell that was coming out in the papers, I felt like that was something that we could focus on.
Basically, the neutron bomb is a mini nuke. 80% of the energy released is in the form of deadly radiation, while only 20%...
And we spent about 3 months working on the piece, and it was a really hard project, partly because we were working with a script and we would have to sit down and write, and that was a lot more of the work than actually being in the studio and dancing. And part of why it was so hard is we were dealing with the issue, going over and over the gory details of what would happen at certain amount of radiation and when radiation sickness would set in, and somehow reading it over and over again to get the exact wording, it would hit us more and more.
We'll penetrate enemy tanks, killing the soldiers inside. but it will not level a village that might be in the area.